So how do you create an energizing transformation when you're exhausted, you've got no drive, no goals, and your wife has already transformed through coaching? My name is Glenn Lovelace, and that's what I'm here to help you do. Welcome to the One Day, One Life podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, One Day, One Life. Here we go. You guys, thanks for being here. I appreciate and value your time. In this episode, I'm actually going to introduce a former client and friend of mine. And when he hired me, him and his wife were basically done with their marriage. And, you know, I actually had to look into my calendar to see when we had worked together. And I had to go back to 2022 to find him. So, his name is Diego, and his wife's name is Aline, and we're really good friends with them because Diego's actually been Tice's soccer coach since he was probably 5 years old. So, I don't know, what is that, 10 years probably? Pretty crazy. So, you guys, life is tricky. Marriage is one of those places that's going to, you know, 9 out of 10 of you probably cause some disruptions and interruptions in your life, and it's not going to be easy. So, Diego and Aline actually came on the podcast and we recorded an episode a couple months ago back in January. So I will post that as episode 28 and want you guys to check that out. This episode is not so much about introducing what we talked about because, to be honest, I don't remember. And in my short-sightedness, we're going to fire this podcast up again. I kind of laugh when I have clients who are like, yeah, I got to start all over. And I think this podcast is kind of that thing for me where it's like, dang it, got to fire it up, got to be consistent. So I am looking to change that again and again and again. We'll just keep sticking with it till we figure it out. So appreciate your patience. So today, not so much again introducing the Diego and Aline, but I wanted to go over just a topic, probably the title, Divorce is Always an Option. So with this idea, whether you are personally in the middle of a marriage situation or not, whether you want to get divorced or try and work things out, it literally doesn't matter either way. What I want for you today in this episode is actually pretty simple. The one thought or the first thought I have is doing your work matters. And perhaps doing your work with a coach is what you need. Maybe it's what you want. Maybe you're going to look for books and other podcasts to fix it. That's great too. But doing your work matters. It will, if you work with a coach, accelerate your growth and your progress and your success. And if you can do all those things, it's actually going to shorten your suffering window of your current situation. So something to kind of think about. I do laugh though. Because when we do our work, if we compare our work in life to like moving a pile of gravel, for example, it kind of feels like, yeah, you get through it and you grow and you learn and that feels good and you're proud of yourself. But eventually another pile of gravel shows up. So part of me doing my own work is kind of accepting that there's no way out of doing our work and doing things that are uncomfortable. So the power of coaching, one of the things in my mind is you actually get a toolbox full of tools that you can use regardless of what the problem is. And so while that problem might be new to you, you still have these tools that you can have confidence in and really grow through whatever you're going through. So the topic today I know is divorce is always an option. And a few years ago, one of my mentors, Brooke Castillo, said something like this. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it really resonated with me. And I think most of you are probably not going to like how that sounds initially, that divorce is always an option. So entertain this with me for just a minute. I realize that this is disruptive. That's kind of the point. I just did some weeding out front, and we disrupted the soil, created space for air and more water and all the things that we're going to do in the spring. And this thought hopefully is doing the same for you. So once you entertain kind of this disruption or a thought like, yeah, what if divorce was an option? It's my belief that it makes space to actually make a conscious choice. So what is that choice? Well, that choice could be to get divorced or to stay. But at least you're giving yourself an option. So let me dive into it a little bit further. So here is the initial question. What if you considered divorce? What if this was actually an option that you entertained? And ironically, you can actually put anything into a question like this. For example, I was working with a client yesterday who does extreme craftsman style woodwork. He does a lot of work with the LDS temples, and he's also a full-time high school teacher with a, you know, top of the state type program and department for sciences. And he's a real go-getter. And so I challenged him yesterday with a similar question, not about divorce, but almost like this security blanket or this golden handcuff scenario where we try to do too much because we're hanging on to what we know, we're hanging on to what's comfortable, we're a little bit afraid of what could be if we make a choice. And so I asked him a question, something like, you know, what if you considered taking these golden handcuffs off? What if you quit your teaching job? Would that make space to reach your other goals quicker, more efficiently, with more fulfillment? And to be honest, he really didn't like the question. And he didn't necessarily tell me to knock it off or that's not what he wanted, but he was very resistant to it. Now, keep in mind, he's working on other goals. Sometimes my job is just to ask these questions to disrupt the pattern, to disrupt the hypnosis that people are in so that they can make space for other ideas. Asking questions like this in my mind and in the guys I work with, it creates space to answer the question, to use your imagination, to get creative, and really just to break out of your hypnotic patterns. And if you can do that, does it make room for God to inspire you? That's an interesting question. I'll let you answer that. I think you already know what I think, or I wouldn't even be talking this way. So back to the divorce question, since this is the topic for today. Many of you are not going to like this question, right? Because it makes you feel uncomfortable. It's against your value system. It's against the commitments you've made to be and stay married. We're not going to get into, you know, staying in an unhealthy marriage or creating an unhealthy marriage because you're unwilling to do the work. But you get the idea. There's all kinds of directions we could go. I really just wanted to ask the question today. And that is, so what if you got divorced? What would that look like? If you are courageous or curious enough to answer this question, I do want you to know that there will be pros and cons, because every decision you make has kind of that upside and the downside. In the coaching space, we call this the 50-50 model, where it's like there's going to be positives and negatives from every decision you make. So let's run a quick example. So maybe a nice thing of getting divorced is you have every other weekend to yourself to come and go and do what you want. You'll have extra freedom and fun. But what's the other side of that? Maybe all that freedom and fun has lonely spots too. Like, I don't know if you are divorced or if you have friends who are divorced, it's not easy. Yes, you get away from the problem, but there's other problems waiting for you. There's other piles of gravel, you know, hypothetically waiting based on that decision. You know, this is kind of a silly one, but you finally get to live where you want or decorate your house the way you want or put the cups and spoons where you want. And that sounds pretty nice. You can make your bed or not make your bed. You can have messes or not make messes. And whatever you do, you can do you, right? But you're going to pay two mortgages, two sets of utilities. So that's kind of a pros and cons of getting and considering divorce. You know, let's say we're talking to dudes on this show. Yeah, you're going to get to date other women now. Now that you're single, you can go out and mingle. Sounds pretty fun. I mean, there's pros and cons to dating life that are fun and are also annoying. But you also got to think that your ex-wife is going to be dating another dude. He's going to be sitting on your couch, cuddling your wife and kids in your old house, driving your old cars. Or your wife's new car, whatever she got in the divorce, right? Some other dude's going to be living your life. And that's not going to feel good, irregardless, if that's even a word, regardless of whether you are happy to get divorced or not, you still care about your ex-wife, future ex-wife, whatever it is, and that's going to sting. That's going to be painful. So, I got to check in with you guys. We got pros and cons of divorce here, and considering how is this going to feel? This is questions that most guys don't slow down long enough to ask, but it can be a total game changer because now you can go into your future or your potential future of the choice that's on the table for you and really sit in it and be like, yeah, that's definitely not what I want. Or yeah, I'm willing to face those new pros and cons in those new situations. So now that you've considered divorce, now you can really see how it's going to feel if you decide to stay and do the work in your marriage instead. And guess what? There's pros and cons to that as well. So my friends and pastime client Diego and his wife were on the verge of divorce. Both of them wanted to be done. They were logistically just trying to figure out how separation would look and how the finances would go. And that's when Diego reached out to me. I mean, honestly, I guess it's never too late. And even if you are divorced, but entertaining getting back together, I mean, that happens more than I think you guys realize. I've heard it many, many times, and I'm starting to not be shocked by that. That when, you know, couples get divorced and then remarried. But that's the stage Diego was at when he reached out to me. I would say, why wait until the problem's that big? But again, it's never too late to learn and grow through the challenges that are in front of you. So again, because this episode was recorded a couple months ago, I cannot recall our conversation. So I'm just as excited about it as maybe you guys are. My wife Amber was on the show, and you know, many of you have reached out to me and said you really appreciate her and our banter. So she'll be on the show as well. And I will say, as kind of an introduction to Diego and his wife, you know, they're not professional radio hosts, nor am I, but it does take a certain level of courage to record your voice and to put a microphone in your face and to be asked questions and not be sure where a show is going to go. So I have a lot of respect and appreciation for them for being genuine and being willing to get personal. So we will enjoy this episode together. And, you know, I really hope this is a catalyst for change for you guys. So again, if you will face your current situation, consider your options like divorce in this episode, then it's my belief and understanding and knowledge and experience, then you can really exercise your power of choice. Also, never look at changing your situation as the first solution to fixing your problem. For example, like changing jobs is not going to fix your money problems. Or changing jobs is not going to fix your problems with people like management, coworkers, owners, customers. You will find these same sets of problems at the next job eventually because you haven't changed. If you trade your wife in for a new one, you will more than likely end up having the same issues in the next relationship because, again, you're the common denominator. You're the one that hasn't changed. Now, that doesn't mean a new opportunity isn't like that grass is greener, gives you that new hope. What's on the other side of the fence? I'm not saying don't take that. I'm just saying make sure you like the reasons you're making that choice. Another silly example, you can always move to a new house and a new neighborhood because you don't like your current house and your current neighbors. But if you go with that same mindset, you're going to find things in the next house you don't like. You're also going to find neighbors you don't like. Why? Because again, you haven't changed. So closing this up, the invitation here today is one, listen to the next episode. And then two, consider that your current problems that you're facing right now are here for your growth. If you can make that mental switch, if you can grow in the discomfort of your marriage like Diego and Aline did, then you don't miss out on your future self. And as you grow personally and as a couple, you might just get back on track again because one or both of you have re-engaged, you have turned towards each other, you have attuned yourself and to your spouse again, and then the connection returns. Or maybe after doing the work, maybe you still decide to get divorced, but at least you grew through it rather than reacted to the work that was waiting for you or avoided that work. Kind of pausing here to let that sink in. If you jump ship too quick on your current situations, you avoid the growth. You know, I'm trying to think of a gym analogy on the spot, but it's like going into the gym and then leaving before your workout's done. You missed out on the discomfort of that exercise. So that's the same in other areas of your life. I hope this helps you guys. Obviously, your situation is totally unique to you. And you have no idea how much I would love to help you with your unique situation. So reach out to me. Obviously, put a filter on what I'm saying today so that it's unique to you. But hopefully I gave enough examples that will help you see and hear what I'm trying to show. Enjoy the next episode, guys. Message me your thoughts. Share this episode with your friends who are going through it, especially if it's a marriage-related deal. And let's move through our work together. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Hey, everyone. Real quick, we want to invite you to a one-on-one consultation with Glenn. If you're looking for extra support to take your transformation to the next level, then let's get you scheduled. Glenn is a lot more like you than you could ever imagine. He's been there, where you are right now. Time is precious, especially if you've got kids. They need you at your best. Your wife needs you to step it up. And to be honest, you need to make this happen for you. If you think you're ready, then I want you to go to glennlovelace.com and book your one-on-one call. Remember, Glenn always says, "Your goal is my goal." And when things get overwhelming, lean on his favorite reminder that progress creates happiness.